nothing left now. On the left bank, just absinthe souvenirs and cafe tourist traps. Nothing bohemian around here today. Find a few scraps left in Le Marais. Drugged up, booze-fueled, sensualist. Shattered aesthetics, shattered soul, half pissed. Like his imagined Sartre, Cocteau, Jean Genet, any of whom wouldn't be seen dead in the Montparnasse of today. So the beautiful libertine, you far reeking his exclusive circle of one, finds the fun in the cell. Destruction of one so terribly young. He doesn't have Paris, Soho, or a prayer in his self-written manifesto. Rancor is everywhere, and so he takes his foppish, coiffured self to a place that no one knows. Cooks up a spoon or two under the moon, the stars brimful of poetry and prose. Amidst the dance of a new life, almost missed, and all those early teen gods, why me's? A refuge in art, and then the escape route to proactively achieve. His hopes align to a future in an imagined Parisian art scene. Moved on, or gone, or gone, or gone, the beautiful libertine. Beautiful libertine, suffused in a mania of dark art dreams, imagining a hole in his head from looting a little cash. What do all the visions mean? Intricate fantasies of payback, revenge sought on enemies imagined that he never really had. Content somehow to feel that he was born bad. Mad, bad, and dangerous to know when back home in his English suburb, everyone just left him all alone. Beautiful. Of a life amongst mice, in a squat bed sit of tawdry vice, embraced as his all-new design for life. Rose-tinted specs through which he sees dealers, hookers, druggies, thieves, his fellow revolutionaries. A louse braggart's fist in another's face, it's just the lottery of life. Wrong time, wrong place. Then, as on some spontaneous whim, after several gins, a fudged fumble by the backyard bins, and he didn't have to think twice. He's halfway to a longed for free love paradise. No sense of sin, no sense of sin, no sense.
like a beautiful libertine. Beautiful libertine.